Good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is your friendly neighbourhood host, Richard Martin, talking to you on Friday, September the 29th, 2017, with details of your wake-up call coming from Malaysia. So concerns about American power and influence have risen in countries around the world amid steep drops in US favourability and confidence in the US president. Across 30 nations surveyed by Pew Research Center, both in 2013 and this spring, a median of 38% now say US power and influence poses a major threat to their country, up 13 percentage points from 2013. Concerns about US power as a threat are comparable to worries over Chinese and Russian power in much of the world. About 3 in 10 around the globe name China or Russia as a major threat. The proportion of the public that views American power as a major threat to their country grew in 21 of the 30 nations between 2013 and 2017. The largest increases occurred in Spain, 42 percentage points, Chile, 34 points, and Turkey and Ghana, 28 points each. Just in the past year, perceptions of the US as a major threat have increased by at least 8 percentage points among several long-standing American allies, including Australia, 13 points, and the UK, 11 points. Concern about US power is up 10 points in Canada, Germany and Sweden, and 8 points in France and the Netherlands. Well, that speaks for itself, I should say. I'm sure you would agree. So today's show is about how in the world the Federal Reserve thinks it's going to shrink its $4.5 trillion balance sheet. Just a secret between you and me, it won't. But nothing stops the usual nonsense of drivel out of their PR department. I have more to say about pensions. I've talked a lot about pensions in recent shows, but there seems to be always more to be said. So I shall not shrink from the task, and I will tackle the problem in today's show. Puerto Rico was already in deep debt before this devastating hurricane, and so a little bit of a story about that. We're going to talk about a story from Pittsburgh about a plastic surgeon advertising to anyone looking for a better set of breasts. No money down, 18-month interest-free financing. So I wonder what kind of collateral they're looking for there. Very unfortunate, but they'll do anything for money these days, I'm afraid. I'm talking about the very alarming attitudes that students are taking towards free speech. Only 31% of female college students believe in the constitutional right to free speech. 62% of Democrats think it's okay to shout down speakers. These, I remind you, are the future leaders of your country. This is a very bad development, ladies and gentlemen, and one you should take note of. I'll be talking a little bit about that. Another story in how it is possible to live very inexpensively in foreign countries as you hopefully start to make your choice. So there's our show today. There'll be other things hopefully in the mix as I see time going by. But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, please go to the Donate tab on the Richard Martin's wakeupcall.podbean.com website, and please do subscribe or donate to the Wake Up Call I really do need your donations at this point. So the minimum is $30, but if you could manage $70 a quarter, this will be automatically renewed each quarter without your having to intervene. And for those of you who haven't seen my Facebook site, please go and have a look at that there. It's the Richard Martin's Wake Up Call Facebook page. And so, since this is Friday and I'm here to wish you a wonderful weekend, I will be back on Monday with more Wake Up Call. So until then, take care. Bye-bye for now.